So Riverdale has won the toss.
They will defer.
And they will defer. So the Oak Ridge Wildcats will have the ball first. Riverdale will have the ball in the second half. And we are about ready to get to those starting lineups. They are brought to you courtesy of Bob Parks Realtor, Sinet P, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And John Dinkins has a look at the Warriors offensively and defensively tonight.
All right, Brian, it'll be Matt Rust, number 39, the split end. At left tackle, it'll be Brennan Alexander, number 75, a 6'5", 246 senior. Mitchell Maxwell at left guard, number 54. The center is Chris Holcomb, a 5'10", 278-pound junior at number 76, Chris Holcomb. At right guard, it's Cody Dye, number 50. And right tackle, number 53, Josh Hatfield. Deontay Glover, what a game he had last week. Number 44, 6'2", 240-pound senior will be the tight end. And in the backfield for Riverdale, it'll be Dylan Woodruff, the quarterback, number 14, a junior. Marcellus Odom, number 2, a senior. Adam Davenport, a senior, 5'11", 200 pounds. Adam Davenport will wear number 5. And number 3, it's Mariko Odom. And just to highlight a few starters here for the Oak Ridge Wildcats, it looks like it'll be Bradley Zulliger, Matt Moore in the backfield, Ryan Hall, Elliot Norman, and the wide receivers will be Ethan Wheeler, Will Thompson, Brady Hull, and Jalen Miller. And Zulliger is the quarterback for Oak Ridge. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by Bob Parks Realty, AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. And State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS tonight brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG Sporting Goods. And don't forget, after the game, Dennis Weaver will have all the latest scores and take your phone calls on First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Friday Night Thunder. Brian?
All right, John Dinkins, thank you so very much. We're about ready for kickoff here. I did notice, Donnie, down on the field, a sign, and I couldn't read it from here, but it looked like it was in quotes, and it said Oak Ridge at the bottom. So I wonder what it could have said. Could it have been that sign that's been in the locker room motivating all year long?
Probably like, have a nice game, Oak Ridge.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Well, Riverdale's in their black, and I know you talked about their pep rally, and I know a great spirit and great rallies throughout the county, but I tell you what, John, Riverdale knows how to throw a pep rally.
Oh, they do.
They're absolutely.
From many years back.
They're absolutely phenomenal, and you know the Warriors are fired up, and Brian, we've got ourselves a football game here.
Well, we're going to have us a good one here tonight. What's on the line? Well, it's a quarterfinal game, which means you're looking at the semifinals and the state's final four. If all of the favorites win tonight, you will have a final four, all four teams undefeated.
Oh,
which
gosh.
Means you will have an all undefeated, unless there's an upset tonight, both teams undefeated in the Blue Cross Bowl. So here we go. Toe meets leather. Josh Armand kicks it off to Oak Ridge, and bringing it back is Ryan Hall from the goal line. Cuts in and out between the 10 up to the 15, and now just shy of the 20-yard line is where we begin here on State Farm Prep Football. And your official J. Mullins Jewelry kickoff time, 7:02. J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard behind Green Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Those jingle bells will be ringing next Friday, Black Friday. Don't forget our friends at Mullins Jewelry for the best jewelry that you can find anywhere in Rutherford County. It's J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard.
Bradley Zulliger
at quarterback with an eye. Two here to the near side. The pitch back goes to Hall. Hall breaks one tackle and then is hammered out of bounds at the 16-yard line. He does pick up about 7 yards, though.
Well, I tell you what, Brian, he was able to round the corner, had some good lead blockers. That was just a pitch right, kind of like the old Green Bay sweep, but number 99, Rekai Azavi, he lowered the boom once he got there.
Well, let's take a few yards off of that. He must have stepped out just shy, so we're going to give him only 3-yard pickup. Second down and 7 to go for the Wildcats of Oak Ridge. Just underway here. And Zulliger gives it up to Matt Moore, and he tries something up the middle, and nothing there but black jerseys. No gain, and it'll bring up third down. As Donnie mentioned, Riverdale in the black uniforms with cardinal numbers trimmed in gold. A broadcaster's nightmare, but they look nice. Kind of hard to see those numbers, but if it motivates the Warriors, so be it.
So be it.
Third down, 7 to go. Two wide near side, one to the far side. for Zulliger. He lets it fly, going that way, and incomplete. Intended for Wheeler. Defending on the play, Mariko Odom. Well, three and out for the Wildcats. That's a pretty good start.
A great start for the Warrior defense. And he rolled out to his left and had a guy out there in the flat, but probably a smart play. He was well covered. Just kind of threw it, you know, safely out of bounds.
Number 38, Stokes, Drew Stokes, is in to punt. Riverdale brings some pressure. He gets off a high booming kick. And it's going to take a Riverdale bounce all the way back up to the 47. It bounced at the 45. And so that's where Riverdale will begin after a punt of 34 yards. Pretty good field position for the Warriors here as well. WGNS Murfreesboro, WMSR Manchester with State Farm Prep Football tonight. First and 10 for the Warriors, moving right to left. And Dylan Woodruff trots in off of the sidelines after some last-minute instructions. He sends Matt Rust, one of two receivers, to the near side. Far side is empty, and in motion is Mariko Odom. Gets the handoff, now cuts it upfield. Big hole, 45, down to the 40-yard line, and a big 12-yard gasher, and a first back, first down, finally brought down by Grimsky of the Wildcats.
Great opening play, just a toss left, and they had some lead blockers, but he saw a seam and cut it back to his right, and he's very fast, big 12-yard gainer.
Michael Wigful, the receiver to the far side. In the backfield, big Adam Davenport. In motion, Marcellus Odom. Woodruff rolls out. Passes incomplete, intended for Mariko Odom. Threw that one behind him. That would have been for first down yardage. That was about a 15-yard pass play. That falls incomplete.
He had a couple options right there. It looked like Mariko was coming out of the backfield too, and I think he failed to see him and went for the little bit tougher pass.
Brings up second and 10. Ball is at the Oak Ridge 40. One receiver far side, three in the backfield. Pass goes far side, and wide open is Rust. He's at the 35, turns and spins, and is going to be down at the 30, just on the other side of the first down marker. That should be a 10-yard gainer and should move the chains. We'll see where the spot. Yes, sir. Give him a first bank. First down.
Well, that was a nice little pirouette he did. Well, I didn't tell you what, he left the defensive back standing in his tracks and picked up the first down.
I've seen you do one of those before.
Yes. You know, but I wasn't wearing a tutu in case.
Well, that brings up some ugly memories. Woodruff, the pitch back, and Mariko bobbles the ball just a little bit, cradles it in, and picks up about a yard on the play. Let's run downstairs. Rafferty Cleary is strolling the sidelines with an InterSource sideline report.
Thank you very much, Brian. Riverdale on offense right now. Big question coming into the game. Can Adam Davenport keep up his late surge? Past three games, he's averaging 118 yards per game and has seven touchdowns in that span. So let's see if the senior leader can continue his streak. Back up to you all.
InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800. Second down and long. Woodruff, a dump across the middle, complete to Glover. The big guy rambles for another first bank first down. Well, I just love it when those tight ends get in on the action, especially Dante.
No doubt about it. He's really made his presence known here late in the season with playing tight end. And good job by Woodruff. He wanted to go once again to Odom out in the flat, but he was patient and found Glover, found a little seam across the middle for a big gainer.
First bank, first down, makes it first and 10 from the Oak Ridge 18-yard line. The handoff to big Adam Davenport, and he rumbles across the 15 to probably about the 14-yard line, a four-yard gain. Donnie, to be such a big guy, 44, has some good hands, doesn't he?
He has remarkable hands, and that catch he made last week where he was kind of the ball was kind of thrown behind him. He had to turn and spin, catch it, maintain his balance, and he is, like you said, to be so large. He's like 6'2", 240-something pounder, a remarkable athlete.
Second down and six from the Oak Ridge 15 for the Warriors. It's Marcellus Odom going right side, and he's going to be clobbered right at the line of scrimmage. And it will bring up third down. If there was a problem last week in the first half, Donnie, it might have been red zone, for Riverdale. They did get down there a couple of times and could not get anything out of it. At least one time they had to settle for three. So we'll see what they can do here on third and 16, or third and six from the 13. Third down. And the Warriors back from the sidelines is Woodruff, and breaks the huddle, sets him down. Backfield split, tight ends in tight. Pass far side. It's Davenport out of the backfield, and he's going to be out of bounds right at the sticks. Why don't we move those chains?
Adam Davenport.
Oh, man, great play. Hard to pick up that bat coming out of the backfield as a receiver. He was wide open in the right flat and lowered his head and ran over a guy and picked up 7 yards.
It's going to be first and goal for Riverdale. Ball right, let's see, it's at the 4-yard line. On the right hash. Looks like Marcellus Odom and Davenport in the backfield. No receivers. Davenport, oh my goodness, what a hole. Touchdown, Warriors from 4.
Wow, what a hole indeed. The left side of that line cleared the way for Davenport. Big touchdown.
Touchdown, Warriors. They march it downfield on their first drive of the game for the Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. 3 Rutherford County locations. Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield, Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. And now that brings on Josh Armand for point, and it's up and good. Your score, 7-0, Riverdale, 6:48 left in the first on State Farm Prep Football.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, 3-game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Steve Martin Construction time of the drive, 4 minutes, 14 seconds, 8 plays for Riverdale. A 52-yard drive capped off by a 4-yard run by Adam Davenport. Riverdale leads it 7-0. Steve Martin Construction, if you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639. On our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Maryville leading Sevier County 20-0. That 20-0, that is the only score we have at this moment.
All right, kickoff through the end zone, so it'll be first and 10 for Oak Ridge from the 20, and the quarterback keeps it, and I don't know, he may rethink that decision. He is swarmed at the 20.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was a busted play or not. It looked like somebody may have moved, but they didn't throw the flag. Brian, we talked about that big hole on the left side of the line for that 4-yard touchdown run by Davenport. Leading the way on that left side was Josh Halkins and Chris Holcomb. They both weigh approximately 300 pounds.
I would say that would be a mashing,
yes,
underneath that pile of humanity there. Second and 10 from the 20, their own 20. Oak Ridge moving left to right as we see it. Back to pass is Zulliger. Airs one out and about 10 yards too far downfield. By the way, some updates on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Whitehaven leads White Station 7-0. Brentwood leads Mount Juliet 7-0. And those games are in the first quarter of play at 7-0 here. By the way, Whitehaven scored on the first play. 76-yard run by Mark Dotson on that. Following all of this on Twitter. Third and 10 here for the Oak Ridge Wildcats. They have been anemic to this point. Third and 10. This would be a huge stop for the Riverdale defense. Held them to three and out the first time. Zulliger back to pass across the middle. It's going to be caught for the first down by Ryan Hall. And that's a completion of about 15 yards and a first down for the Wildcats.
Well, big play there by Oak Ridge. They needed that big time because, like you said, Brian, they have been anemic so far. The last thing they needed was another three and out and give the Warriors the ball back in good field position. But just a little post pattern across the middle, he threw it perfectly, and a big first down for the Oak Ridge. What are they, the Wildcats?
They are the Wildcats. As they played here, Kitty Kitty
meow
coming into the game. Thompson and Wheeler, the receivers near side, one to the far side. And there are flags. Somebody's offsides, and I believe it's Thompson because Ricardo Terry was dancing around there and I think drew him offsides, and he did. Well, what a heady play there by the Ricardo Terry.
Yeah, it was. That's the first flag of the game, and back and back 5 yards. And
you know, if somebody can get in your head, Donnie, you know, and I don't know, Riverdale probably would like to do that. That's one of those plays where the other team gets in your head.
It really does. And
second down, make that first down in 15 after the penalty. Passing near side, it's going to be complete to Ethan Wheeler, and he has pummeled and then dropped the ball.
Well, I tell you what, that was almost a fumble. Number 27 for the Warriors, Peyton Phillips. I thought he was going to intercept the ball. He broke on it, but he got it to the receiver. And as he tried to break away, he got a hand in there and knocked that ball loose.
Zulliger has passed for 155 yards per game. That's his average. 15 touchdowns, but 9 interceptions this year. Back to pass again, zips it across the middle, incomplete. His receiver looked like was running a flag pattern out there, Donnie, and he didn't throw it in the right spot.
Yeah, you know, he dove for the ball, got both hands on it, but just couldn't hold on to it. And it looks like they're trying to, you know, they're going to their passing attack here, Brian. And like you say, he has thrown 9 interceptions. So that secondary, you know, they'd like to get a few picks tonight themselves.
Well, they have only gained about 10 yards here because this play started at the 20. The penalty backs them up to just over the 30. And now they face a third and 15 against a hungry Riverdale defense. Zulliger picked off. And that is Riverdale's 32, and that would be Burns, I believe. Rodney Burns with the pick'em.
Well, we just talked about it, getting a pick, and Zulliger, he just underthrew the ball. He maybe probably didn't see the defensive back. He kind of stepped back into pass coverage and just jumped up and grabbed that ball. Big interception, Brian.
Riverdale with a first and 10, leading 7-0 at the Oak Ridge 34. Woodruff, three to pick from in the backfield. Sends a man in motion. They give it to Davenport. He carries the pile about 5 yards right up the middle. Maybe only give him 4.
You know, Brian, another reason why that pass may have been underthrown, there was a Riverdale Warrior right in his face, too. So he had to rush his throw, and it cost him.
I believe that may have been Peyton Phillips who got back there to rush the passer, Zulliger. They do give Davenport 4 yards, so it'll bring up second down. Six yards to go. Clock dropping under 4.5 minutes. It's at 4:25 and rolling here in the first. Second and 7 from just shy of the Oak Ridge 31. Woodruff to pass. Now in trouble. Going to tuck it and run, and he's only going to get a yard or two. Everybody well covered by the Oak Ridge defense.
Woodruff on the carry.
And he gets about a yard and a half, 2 yards before Darius Patterson. And he's a big fella. 235. He looks bigger than 235, I have to say. I guess TV makes him look larger, huh?
Yeah, I know it makes us look a lot larger.
That's why we're on the radio. We're skinny on the radio.
We have bodies and faces for radio.
Yeah. Third down and 5, really about 4. Woodruff 3 to the far side, receivers to choose from. Back to pass, this one tipped. And he had Matt Rust wide open, but I believe that was Patterson again who got that big paw up there. It may have been 61 Brinkley, one of the two.
Yeah, he timed his jump perfectly and batted it down, so that was a big stay. But, you know, it's fourth. Looks like they're probably in four-down territory here, Brian.
I would think so. The ball is at the 29. It would be a very long field goal attempt, so Riverdale going to go for it here on fourth at about 4 yards from the Oak Ridge 29-yard line. Woodruff, four-step drop. In the pocket. Now rolls. He's got room. He's got the first down at the 20. Cuts back inside at the 10. And he is going to be downed at the 4-yard line. Move those chains. 25-yard gasher.
What a play by Woodruff. Of course, he's that dual threat. And there was no one open. And he just broke to his left and found an opening. He had the whole left side was clear. And he just about scored.
Well, when you defend the pass, you got to be careful of that guy always.
Yeah, and if your defensive backs, their backs turned, they don't see him breaking the run.
Yep. First and goal from the 4 for the Warriors. Davenport gets the carry, dives to about the 1. Downstairs to Rafferty Cleary for an Intersource sideline report.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, the big story here, Riverdale is executing perfectly on offense so far. We just saw Woodruff in fourth down. He dropped back, checked all of his options, and then tried to keep the play alive by running upfield instead of throwing the ball away. Back up to you all.
Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, and more. Give them a call, 815-1800. Second and goal from the 2. Davenport, not going to get it again. The fake to him, and Dylan Woodruff strides in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Warriors. Woodruff from 2.
Wow, great fake. He kept the ball. Touchdown.
I really thought he was going to give the ball to Davenport again.
Yeah, I think so did Oak Ridge. And I tell you what, Woodruff, he can sure do damage both throwing the ball and running it.
That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. That $3.99 half-pound burger and fries every Tuesday at Toots, good food and fun. Armand for a point. It's up and it is good. With 2:26 left in the first quarter of play, Riverdale, a 2-touchdown lead over the Wildcats.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Well, it only took Riverdale 2 minutes and 33 seconds to score on a 7-play, 66-yard drive. The extra point was good. Riverdale leads it 14-0. Steve Martin Construction, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams, 904-9639. This update on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Gordonsville leading Eagleville early 7-0. Gordonsville over Eagleville 7-0.
7-7 Mount Juliet and Brentwood, by the way, as well. Give you an update on the Eagleville Gordonsville game from Kenneth Schott, who is covering it for the DNJ after this play. Zulliger, late pitch back to Hall. Hall turns the corner and gets it to the 25-yard line as they start first and 10 from the 20 after the kick through the end zone. Gordonsville strikes on its first possession, a 14-yard run by quarterback Peyton Watson. 7-0 Gordonsville, 7 minutes left in the first quarter of play. That's how that all went down at the Eagles' Nest here tonight.
That Watson kid must be a pretty good athlete. He's a leading rusher and passer, so hard to defend someone like that.
Second down, 5 for the Wildcats of Oak Ridge. Far side. You've got Gray as a receiver. In motion is Hall for Zulliger, who gives it up to Moore, and Moore going to be wrapped up. If he's the straight-ahead runner, he is going to be hard-pressed for yards tonight.
On the handoff, number 20.
And it is him getting up off the bottom of the pile. Coming into the game, Donnie, he had 70 yards rushing per game and about 10 touchdowns. But it's going to be hard to run up the middle against this bunch of Warriors.
It really is. Riverdale's defense has just gotten better and better throughout the year. They weren't bad at the beginning of the year, but they have really played well here lately. And they sure shut down Blackman in the second half last week.
Scotty McCullough with the tackle, bringing up third down and three. Oak Ridge backed up at their 27-yard line. Zolliger sets him down, going to keep it himself up the middle, and I think he is going to be just short.
Well, I'll tell you what, he got a good spot. He got a real good spot right at the first down marker, just about. And
he dove forward. Think, that probably helped him, didn't it?
I think he's going to probably get it. What do you think, John?
I think he's sure.
He got it.
Nope. Well, I think he's got it.
It is a first down, Oak Ridge.
He got a good spot on that, for
by
sure.
The hair of his chinny chin chin. The first down for the Oak Ridge Wildcats. Ball at the 30. Now, last time they were in this situation, they got a 5-yard penalty and faced a 4th and 15 and had to punt. Zolliger with only the second first down of the game. Going to keep it. Can't make the option pitch, which the Riverdale coaches across the way thought that might happen. And he is going to be dropped for a short gain if he got anything. Maybe a half a yard.
Yeah, you know, Zolliger, he's a senior. He's a 6-foot, 188-pounder, and he's obviously a good athlete. Started for the last 3 years, and they're all-time leading passer. But I don't think he's quite got the speed and mobility as Dylan Woodruff, John, at that quarterback position. He doesn't look like it right now.
No, nor is he the passer, I don't think, either.
Yeah.
Scotty Boykin with the tackle there. That's the end of the first quarter of play. 14-0 Riverdale leading Oak Ridge here in this quarterfinal matchup on State Farm Playoff Football.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Shannon Beckman, the resident pharmacist at Reeves Sane, oversees a research project focused upon vaccination for pertussis or whooping cough. You may have been vaccinated as a child, but the CDC recommends a pertussis booster vaccination for everyone 11 to 64 years of age. That way, you not only protect your own health, but you protect the little ones in your family, too. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeves Sane Drugstore. Talk with us about your vaccination. Reeves Sane, 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tag Service.
And Zolliger throws the pick. Going the other way is Scotty Boykin. Can they stop him? He is going to be stopped short of the goal line. Inches to go. Second pick, and it's first 10 goal Warriors.
Boykin, the left linebacker, Zolliger just threw the ball right in his chest, and a good play by Boykin. He caught it and lumbered down and almost scored, Brian. The quarterback, Zolliger, made the touchdown-saving tackle.
Inches to go for the Riverdale Warriors as we swap sides of the field and just underway here in the second quarter of play. Moving left to right now are the black-clad Warriors. Ball near the left hash. Well, it's, nope, center of field. Inches to go, first and goal.
Security, hold on the ball.
Woodruff gives it off. Coming near side and dancing and prancing in is Mariko Odom for the third Riverdale touchdown of the night by the third different Warrior.
Wow, I tell you what a start by Riverdale, Brian. Things are looking good right now. And that offensive line is certainly taking care of business up front there in the trenches.
Boy, Toots, good food and fun. Wade Hayes would love this outcome right now. It's 20-0. Here's the extra point by Josh Armand. It is good. 21-0 Warriors just underway in the second quarter on State Farm Prep Football.
We're talking now with Heather here on Carpets by Osborne.
What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Looking for better handling as winter approaches? Stop by Bud's Tire Pros. Now through November 28th, you'll receive a $70 MasterCard prepaid card after a mail-in rebate when you buy any set of four new Michelin brand passenger or light truck tires. Get the safe grip you need this winter. Visit Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro or online at budstireprostn.com. Mail-in rebate required. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete details. Offer expires 11/28/11. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by Citi pursuant to a license from MasterCard.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
After the game, Dennis Weaver will have all the latest scores and take your phone calls on First National Bank of Murfreesboro Friday Night Thunder. And don't forget tonight's game, State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by Todd's Complete Auto Care. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, wear your team colors anytime and get a free taco.
Returnable for Matt Moore. The kickoff coming near side, 20, 25, 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 50 down the sidelines. One tackle to beat, 30, 20, and he is going to be downed at the 18-yard line. One of the plays fast and furious, and that was a touchdown saving tackle by the Riverdale Warriors right there in front of Rafferty Cleary. And Rafferty, that was a touchdown saver, it would look like to me.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was sure scooting down the field just then. He's obviously walking off the field now with some sort of leg injury. It looked like his knee got curled up underneath him, so we'll have to keep an eye on that. But how about the linebacker play for Riverdale thus far? Playing good zones and stepping back there and grabbing two picks now. Back up to you all.
All right, that's an InterSource sideline report, 815-1800.
Our game tonight brought to you by State Farm agent Jenny Allman, Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up after the game is the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. And also want to remind you that State Farm Prep Sports brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore, along with Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtor Sunette P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
All right, some Twitter updates. Eagles' Nathan Jernigan blocks a Gordonsville punt, catches it in the air, runs it back for a touchdown, but the refs wave it off. However, they do score. 1 minute left in the first, 7-7, Eagleville-Gordonsville. Maryville leads Sevier County 27-0. It's 7-7, Brentwood-Mount Juliet, and Whitehaven leads White Station 10-7. Those are all the 6A games on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. For Oak Ridge, Zolliger. Handing off near side, and Ryan Hall, who's averaging 79 per game, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe. It's going to be second down. Do they give him a yard or not? Well, no. They give him minus one. Riverdale wrapped him up there. The injured Wildcat was Matt Moore, who ran that back, but he is the starting fullback, so they will miss him. They've got Hall and Norman in the backfield. Norman is split to the left of Zolliger. He's sending three wide right, passing that way, looking that way. It's going to be caught by Ethan Wheeler and out of bounds. It's going to be short of the first down by about three yards or so, it would appear.
Tackle by number 23.
21-0 Riverdale, Donnie, and that was the big play that they've given up here, and now Oak Ridge going to try to make something of it.
Well, that gave Oak Ridge, you know, a little bit of life here in this first half, because they're about to dig themselves a hole. And, you know, they have got to get a touchdown here, you would think, and try to get back in this game.
Not going to settle for a field goal, I wouldn't think. It's third and three. Zolliger back to pass. Fakes and now turns it upfield to run it. And it's going to be close to the sticks. We'll see. See where the spot is. It's on the far side of the field. It is going to be enough for a first down. Rodney Burns, who has an interception to his credit tonight, made the tackle, but it is first and goal Yes, first and goal, Donnie, for the Wildcats.
Big play. Zolliger, he didn't have anything open and just took off and ran it. He's a pretty tough cookie. He took a pretty tough hit and popped right up off the turf.
First and goal. Zolliger under center this time to Hall. Draw right up the middle. And he is going to scoot in. He got past the secondary there and scored the touchdown for the Wildcats of Oak Ridge with 10-11 left. Well, it had to be the big return there, Donnie, that made that play.
Yeah, that big return got him in good shape there. But I tell you what, that offensive line, pretty impressed at that time, Brian. They got a good surge off the ball. We created up just enough of a hole for them to pick up some good yardage.
And for point, here's Brett Beeler. It is up and it is good. Your new score, 21-7. Riverdale leads by two touchdowns with 10-11 left on State Farm Prep Football. First half.
Here at Animal City, we are very proud to hand raise most of our own birds so that you can get the best possible companion for your family. And this is Amanda inviting your family to come visit our family here at Animal City. And as the weather gets warmer, we have everything that you need to create or maintain a beautiful, serene garden pond. Animal City is a family business. We are at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lane. Animal City.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are ready for the kickoff from Beeler. Oak Ridge gets on the scoreboard here. And it's going to be returnable by Mariko Odom from the two. He's at the five and is going to be tripped up there. So the worst field position of the night for the Warriors. They will have it at their 5 yard line, headed left to right.
Join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Do you what, Brian? Joe first Cobb, the senior defensive Riverdale back and wide receiver, did a great job of kickoff coverage to pin the Warriors back at the 5 yard line. He held on for dear life and good play.
Right now, 21-7. Two interceptions by Oak Ridge looming large right now. Woodruff going to keep it himself, and he is going to dive left side for a couple of yards on the quarterback keeper. South Pittsburgh leading Coalfield 22-0. That's in single A. Wayne County, Huntington scoreless. Union City, West Carroll scoreless. And Gordonsville and Eagleville tied at 7 apiece. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. It's now going into the second quarter. Eagleville, Gordonsville all tied up there. CAK leads Alcoa, by the way, 21-17. Play goes left side with Davenport barreling his way for about 5 yards. It'll bring up third down and three.
Number 50, Aaron Flowers.
Tackled by Flowers of Oak Ridge. I want to welcome our friends listening in Manchester tonight on WMSR. And, of course, everyone here in Rutherford County or maybe around the world listening at WGNSradio.com. Glad you're along with us tonight. Riverdale leads 21-7 and facing a third and three. Coming near side, Mariko Odom, nowhere to go. Well, they were quick in the backfield that time.
Well, they were. I was just going to say, Riverdale outsizes the Oak Ridge lineman about, significant amount of pounds. But the edge and quickness, of course, and they're going to have to use their quickness to offset the Riverdale size. But the Oak Ridge, Brian, looks like they've got a little more, life in them.
Well, that may have been a spark for them. Riverdale forced to punt. Woodruff gets a low screamer off. And it's going to take a Riverdale bounce. It did bounce out of bounds at the 50-yard line. So that is a 35-yard punt for Dylan Woodruff, right around his average of about 37 and a half. We do have a score update from Friday Night Thunder on Twitter that it's Gordonsville leading Eagleville 14-7, and that's in the second quarter of play. Well, Oak Ridge has the ball at midfield, and Donnie, this thing can go one of two ways. If they score again, we've got us a ball game again. If Riverdale can find that defense one more time here, get the ball back.
Yeah, this is a huge series for both teams, and like you said, it could be a momentum shifter one way or the other.
Zoliger, back split to either side, and he gives this off to Hall, and not much room for Hall to maneuver. Matt Moore is back in the game, but he is hobbled.
On the carry,
they do give him about a yard. By the way, Gordonsville's Kalen Kaysen, a 58-yard touchdown run on the first play of the second quarter in that game. Gordonsville leads 14-7 over Eagleville. It's 42 to nothing, Maryville over Sevier County in the third quarter of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Zoliger on the second and nine. Passes near side, incomplete to Ethan Wheeler. Third down. Well, it would appear that the winner of this game is going to head to Maryville next Friday night.
Yeah, I don't see Maryville blowing a 40-something point lead. Do you, Brian?
No, I don't see that happening.
Zoliger, he's had a pretty rough night. You know, he's only 2 of 7 right now for 22 yards.
And two picks.
Yeah, and two interceptions. So, he's getting off to a rough start. And that pass there, the receiver was open. He just missed him.
Will Thompson near side, Hull far side receivers. Well, now they bring two more out here. So four receivers for Zoliger on the third and long. Looking right, passing that way. Well covered by Marcellus Odom. Incomplete. Boy, I don't know if you could get better coverage out there on the intended receiver, Gray, than what Marcellus Odom had.
Yeah, great coverage by Odom. And Zoliger just threw that ball really high, tried to lead the receiver. But like you said, Odom was there and incomplete.
He turned his head at the right time, too. I think that's a big key, that he was looking at the ball when it went up in the air. Because if he had turned his back to it, he might have made that catch.
Yeah, and the receiver actually had to kind of go through him to get to the ball.
And they almost get to this Stokes punt. Going to be returnable for Mariko Odom at the 10, and they swarm him under. Well, they're quick. They have pretty good special teams. A punt of 45 yards, and that was a biggie. So Riverdale backed up again. Downstairs with an InterSource sideline report to Rafferty Cleary.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. Well, we just saw just moments ago how a big special teams game can be a momentum builder as it was for Oak Ridge, or how it can be a momentum killer as it was for Riverdale, giving up that score. They got to fix those special teams issues. As well as they played on both sides of the ball tonight, that should not be an area to hurt you in a football game. Back up to you all.
Brentwood leading Mount Juliet, Brian, 14. Well, make that tied now, 14 all in the second quarter. Brentwood 14, Mount Juliet 14 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
First and 10 for Woodruff. Passing near side, Rust open, and he's going to be ridden out of bounds at the 11-yard line. 4-yard pickup on the first and 10. 6:50 left in the first half. It's 21-7. Riverdale with the lead and the football, facing a second down and 6 yards to go.
You know, Riverdale would love to just have a nice long drive, Brian, put some points on the scoreboard and go into half with the lead.
Rolls them out here. Second down and 6 does Dylan Woodruff. In the backfield, the handoff goes to Mariko Odom, tries the edge, nothing there. Brings up third down.
Brian, we're getting some mixed results on that Maryville score, and one source has 21-0 Maryville over Sevier County. We have 42. We'll have to double-check on that.
All right. We'll continue to take a look at that. Sometimes that happens in the world of Twitter.
Loss of one on the play.
Well, David Limbaugh has that score, so I'm not sure. We'll go with 21-0 right now until we hear differently.
Third down, big one here for Riverdale. Back to pass, Woodruff. And going to tuck it and run left side, and not much there. Gets about 2-3 yards on the 3rd and 7. It brings up 4th down, and Riverdale forced for the second time in a row to punt the ball.
Big play there by the defensive lineman, Aaron Flowers. He's a senior, 6'1", 220 pounds, and that time he held Woodruff for the stop, and that was a big stop there by the Oak Ridge Wildcats there, Brian. They've kind of got their bearings here, it seems, you know?
Yeah, they have everything together, it would appear, at least this second quarter of play. They come after this punt, and Woodruff does get it off, and it's going to be fair caught at the 44-yard line by Brady Hull after the 37-yard punt.
Well, now we're getting 41-0, so let's go with 42-0. Let's just do that. Maribel over Sevier County. Brentwood and Mount Juliet tied 14-all. White Station over Whitehaven 10-7. And Gordonsville leading Eagleville, as Brian just mentioned, 14-7.
All right.
That on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, by the way.
First and 10 here for the Oak Ridge Wildcats, who have held Riverdale in their last two possessions to 2 and out. Now with great field position here at the Riverdale 44. Right up the gut. Here he comes, Matt Moore. He's at the 40. He's at the 35. And he is going to be taken down right around the 31-yard line by Mariko Odom. Kind of worries me here, Donnie. They're starting to pick up some yards in big chunks, and that's enough for a first down, a 12-yard gainer.
Yeah, they are. Their offensive line the last couple, three series has begun to, do a better job of getting off that line of scrimmage and creating some holes. And I tell you what, that running back is very, very fast.
It's all about field position, though. You know, I mean, they've had the ball twice now in Riverdale territory, and you can't keep surviving like that.
Thompson and Wheeler, receivers near side, two in the backfield, one far side receiver. And Zulliger is going to keep it himself and be driven back about 25 yards. They said, they being Riverdale, no, don't bring that in here.
Not in our house.
I think that's probably what they were saying. By the way, thanks to Stephen Crutchfield for listening in tonight. He says to tell Mr. Dinkins, go Lakers.
It's second.
He's living in the 90s there, isn't he?
Yes, he is. But, boy, he played on an awfully good basketball team.
Well, it's lucky the Laker. Lucky the Laker. I miss Lucky.
Lucky was retired, and I don't know if he was beheaded or what happened to Lucky, but we never found him again.
He looked like the Loch Ness
Monster. After 1998.
Second and 10. Here's Zulliger back to pass. Far side. Making the catch is Ryan Hall from the backfield, short of the first down marker, I think. He did get a pretty good spot there. Mariko Odom with the tackle. Great catch. I mean, he was in the air to make that diving catch. It's second and short. That third down and short.
If they score here, Donnie, we've got us quite a ball game going.
We do, and right now the difference, of course, are those two interceptions. You know, that's really been the difference in how things have gone.
Back to pass is Zulliger, or in the shotgun, I should say. He's going to hand off to Matt Moore, and I don't think so.
No, Brian, I think he lost a little bit on that play.
And getting in there was, guess who? Deontay Glover.
You're kidding.
Mr. Goodhands right there laying down the hammer. It's fourth and a yard. Gosh, Donnie, if you're Oak Ridge, you got to go for it, I would think.
Yeah, they've got to go for it. And I tell you what, they haven't had much luck going up the middle except for that one play. So interesting play call here.
Zulliger going to set him down. Heavy line on the near side, and Zulliger is going to keep it himself and get the first down coming this way easily. Extra tight end here on the near side, and they get the first down.
Scotty McCullough on the tackle.
Ball is at the 19-yard line. First and 10 for the Oak Ridge Wildcats as we approach the 2-minute, 15-second mark of the first half. Riverdale leading 21-7 on State Farm Prep Football from WGNS and on WMSR in Manchester tonight. Two wides either side for Zulliger. Moore split to his left in the backfield. Fake. Now going downfield, going deep and going long and incomplete. And guess who was there to break up that play? And that was Marcellus Odom. Gets a pat from Hall saying, good hustle.
About three good plays by Marcellus tonight in that defensive secondary.
Yeah, that was great coverage. And Zellinger did a great fake, but Odom didn't bite on it, and he was there to make a good play.
Second and 10. Oak Ridge has the ball at the Riverdale 19-yard line, moving right to left as we see it. Two wides to either side. Backfield split. And it's Moore going right side, and no, nothing there. And 44 is there. And coming up just a little hobbled is Glover, but he's going to shake it off. Boy, he is a beast. I'm just telling you.
He really is. I mean, he is a force to be reckoned with, and you would think he's going to have some opportunities to play at the next level somewhere.
You know, he's a big play guy. You know, I mean, it seems like when the big play is needed, either offensively or defensively, he seems to be around it somewhere along the line.
Third down and about 9.5 to go. Zollinger from the Riverdale 19. Snap. Hands off. Coming inside is Hall to the near side. He is going to be short. And another decision here by Oak Ridge. They only picked up 3 yards to make it fourth down, 7 to go. DJ Savage with the tackle for Riverdale. 6 foot, 234 pounds senior lineman with that tackle. And it would appear that they're going to bring on Brett Beeler. Not Beeler, but Beeler.
Going to be about a 32-yarder, Brian, 33-yarder.
So a 33-yard field goal attempt by Beeler. It barely has the distance. Does it crawl over? It does. So your new score with 27 seconds left before the end of the first half. 21-10, your new score, Riverdale leading Oak Ridge.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, Martin's Home and Garden, Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Bronze Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash.
Kickoff sails through the back of the end zone, so it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 20-yard line.
Brian, that Steve Martin construction time of the drive only took about, it took almost the entire rest of the second quarter, about 3 minutes, 21 seconds on 6 plays.
Got a new score update for you after this first and 10 play. Coming near side is Adam Davenport. And he's going to ramble and dive for about 7 yards left side and run out the clock, it would appear. Gordonsville's quarterback, Peyton Watson, scores another touchdown. With 6:25 left in the second quarter, it's Gordonsville 21, Eagleville 7 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And we do have 41-0, Maryville over Sevier County. And there's the end of the clock here, but coming near side for the Riverdale Warriors is Keenan Jackson. Jackson going to be taken down at the 40-yard line. Picks up another First Bank first down, but that's going to be the end of the first half of play. Let me recap all of those scores. Here at halftime, it's 21-10. Riverdale leading Oak Ridge. 14 apiece, Brentwood and Mount Juliet. Whitehaven leading White Station 10-7. And it's Maryville 41, Sevier County 3 going to the fourth on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. All right, a break. And when we come back, we will have much more from Riverdale's Tomahawk Stadium. John Dinkins, Donnie Johnson, Rafferty Cleary have the award-winning Ideas Tees halftime show coming up after this.
All right, listen up. We've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations, on East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come see us in our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
This is Primetime Sports. WGNS, Murfreesboro. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always at the game. At the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports, it's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
And we welcome you back to the Ideas Tees Halftime Show. John Dinkins along with Donnie Johnson and Rafferty Cleary. 21-10, Riverdale leading here as we go into halftime and get to listen to the Riverdale band perform here at halftime. And, I think Oak Ridge is performing right now, then Riverdale. So they made the long trek from Oak Ridge. Ideas Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. From high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ideas can print your logo on just about anything with screen printing to embroidery and more. Need a great idea for fundraising? Ideas Tees can help you with that as well. Visit their website, ideastees.com. And for MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white, visit mtsutees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road. Turn off brawl between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also on the MTSU campus at the football stadium. Ideas Tees proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS Sports. And by the way, they will be at the game tomorrow. Lightning's locker room will be open with some of the best prices in college sports gear that you could possibly want. 21-10 is our score, and we go to Donnie and Rafferty joining us here. And, I was thinking of the field position there in that second quarter, late in that second quarter, and Riverdale kind of withstood it after having two bad field position possessions. And Oak Ridge only came away with really three because the other touchdown was set up by the long kickback.
Yeah, you're right. They did survive. those being backed up against their own goal line there near the end of the first half. And, you know, right now, those two interceptions, those two big picks, that's kind of been the difference, because that set up, you know, both scores pretty much. And, you know, Zolger, he's had 9 interceptions on the year and only 15 touchdown passes. So that's not a real good ratio. So that's come back to bite him so far tonight. But that was a big 3 points, you know, at least Oak Ridge kind of got a little thing going near the end of the first half, and kind of clawed back into the game.
Yeah, and Rafferty, you were on the sidelines. You got to see firsthand how well Riverdale looked in that first quarter. They just did a really good job on both sides of the football.
Yeah, they were perfect on offense, perfect on defense, obviously, with their 2 interceptions. But really what kills them is that big, long return from the kickoff for Oak Ridge. I mean, that just took all the momentum out of them for a second, and you know, if they don't give that up, I think it's still 21 nothing, you know?
What happens on that kind of play, Donnie? Is it just maybe they get relaxed for a second or just really just a good block down there on the kickoff return?
Yeah, obviously some good blocking by the kickoff by the receiving team and, you know, talented athlete running the ball with good speed and moves. But, you know, a breakdown in their coverage, obviously, you know, that he got around. You've always got someone, Rafferty, I know you know that. You know, you've got both guys on the end. Somebody, you don't let them get outside of. That's like the cardinal sin. Don't let them get outside the last defender. And he was able to round the corner and streak down the sidelines and almost scored. So they just had to have that containment got broken.
And it's that old thing about momentum, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it really turned there.
It does. And that's a huge play. Any play like that's going to give your team a lot of momentum just from such a how big of a play it is. But, you know, another thing, he's so shifty, Moore is, that you get lost trying to find him going down in those lanes. The next thing you know, he zips right on by you. I mean, he's a very shifty and speedy back.
Well, I'm going to let you guys do the stats due to the fact there's some chicken waiting on you for you back there, so I want to make sure you get a chance to eat some. Donnie, you've got the offensive stats here in the first half, brought to you by Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and who else? Sinead P., Bob Parks Realty. How could I forget Sinead?
Did you like me saying how the Wildcats clawed themselves back into the game?
I like that. It's very descriptive.
I kind of learned that Rafferty. He's taught me a lot.
Yeah, well, you know.
That was very nice.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you read the stats for us?
Okay, let's do that. For Oak Ridge, on the ground, Matt Moore, he ran the ball 5 times for 19 yards. Ryan Hall, he ran the ball 5 times as well for 13 yards. Elliot Norman, 1 carry, 3 yards. And Zellersger, the quarterback, 6 rushes, 8 yards. So all told, 17 rushes, 43 yards for Oak Ridge in the first half. And a rough half passing the ball for the Zellersger, the talented senior quarterback. He had 2 interceptions, only 3 of 10 for 30 yards. So a total first half yardage, 73 yards. For the Riverdale Warriors, Mariko Odom, 4 rushes, 14 yards. Marcellus Odom, 1 rush, no yardage. Dylan Woodruff at quarterback, he ran the ball 4 times for 27 yards. Adam Davenport, he had 27 yards as well on 6 carries. And Keenan Jackson, the last play of the first half for 13 yards on the ground. On the ground, 20 rushes, 81 yards. Dylan Woodruff, pretty good night there, 4 of 5 for 31 yards. 112 total yards for the Warriors, John.
You know, the yardage is down. And they would go, well, what's wrong with their offense? Well, they got the ball once at the 31, once at the 1, and I think the other one was around the 25-yard line. So they've had good field position in the first quarter, as is Oak Ridge has had it in the second quarter.
Exactly. And Oak Ridge's big gainer was that kickoff return. So that didn't count as far as an offensive play yardage. So, field position has been critical.
All right, Donnie, go back and get me a piece of chicken. Rafferty, you've got the defensive stats for both teams tonight.
All right, we'll start off with the Oak Ridge Wildcats. Robert Valdez has a tackle. Ethan Wheeler with 1 tackle. Ethan Grumsky has 2 tackles. Braylon Redmond with 1 tackle. Aaron Flowers with the tackle. Zach Clark has a tackle. And Darius Peterson has 2 tackles for the Wildcats. And that's it for Oak Ridge. And for the Riverdale Warriors, they've really kept up the quality play from last week defensively. Interception by Scotty Boykin and 2 tackles for him. Rodney Burns also has got an interception and 2 tackles. And Scotty McCullough has 4 tackles tonight. DJ Savage with 1. And big old Deontay Glover, 3 tackles for the Riverdale Warriors. And also Mariko Odom's got in there for 2 as well.
Oak Ridge has kind of clawed their way back in. The Wildcats have kind of clawed their way back in, haven't they?
They have. Their offense seems like it's settled down just a little bit, too, as of late. So hopefully Riverdale can shut that down when they come back out second half.
Okay, well, let's hope they come out, Oak Ridge comes out purring like a kitten. Yeah, thank you. That's hard to say, you know.
It is.
It really is. Thank you, gentlemen. And that's our stance brought to you by Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Sunette P. at Bob Parks Realty. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlights Riverdale's Deontay Glover on defense last week against Blackman. He had 7 tackles, 2 sacks, and a blocked punt. Offensively, he hauled in a 44-yard throw from Dylan Woodruff. Congratulations to Riverdale's Deontay Glover from TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. It's the official team position of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal. Visit TOA.com. 21-10, Riverdale leading over Oak Ridge. And to update our scoreboard, Maryville leading Sevier County 41-7 with 8 minutes to go in the fourth. Brentwood and Mount Juliet tied at 14 in the second quarter. White Station over Whitehaven 17-7. Gordonsville leading Eagleville 21-7. South Pittsburgh over Coalfield. That's right. South Pittsburgh blanking Coalfield 36-0. Wayne County over Huntington 13-3. And Union City and West Carroll are tied at 14. You know, folks, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. We've only got about, we're going to be down to 4 after this week. And Riverdale with the lead 21-10 here at halftime. When we come back, we'll have the primetime sports calendar, and we'll be updating those scores for you as well as we continue here with the Ida's Tees halftime show. Stay with us.
Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. We wanted to remind you that Toots Restaurants are your game day headquarters. Come visit us before and after every football game, whether it be high school, MTSU, or the Tennessee Titans. Please come visit us before or after each MTSU game, Tennessee Titans game, and on Friday nights, kitchens open till midnight after your high school game. If you don't have time to eat with us before or after the game, get your favorite tailgating item by calling our takeout line.
Good food and fun!
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800, for a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource, 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
John Dingens back with you here on our Ideas Tees halftime show, where Riverdale leads it 21-10 in other games of interest and really big-time interest. My boy Brian's taking care of me here. Gordonsville is leading Eagleville 28-7. That's in the second quarter. Eagles struggling right now. Gordonsville leading it 28-7. Maryville having no problem with Sevier County. That one will be over soon, 41-7. Brentwood and Mount Juliet, what a surprise the Brentwood Bruins have been. 14-14. We saw them at the beginning of the year, and I would have said no way. But they're Well, they're one half away. They're tied with Mount Juliet at 14. White Station leading Whitehaven 17-7. That also near half. And those are some games of interest here on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Building self-confidence, learning to work with others effectively, and building the capacity to meet both adversities and successes are important components of the sport experience. First Shot Basketball seeks to provide an opportunity for all levels of basketball players, both boys and girls, to excel in a safe environment. First Shot also emphasizes the fundamentals and advanced skills of basketball. Winter League basketball signups are going on now. Just go to firstshotbasketball.net for information and to sign up. We got a big day of sports tomorrow here on WGNS. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, or Cougar Corner, from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at the corner of Las Casas Northfield in Rutherford, next to Food Line. Coach's conversation begins at 9 with Riverdale football coach Ron Adelot, Central Magnets girls coach Steve Willey, Siegel girls soccer coach Eric Shelton, Siegel basketball coach Ben Dotson, Eagleville coach Steve Carson, and on Cougar Corner, which is going to start earlier tomorrow at 10:40, it'll be Middle Tennessee Christian School's Ed Watson to talk about elementary football and high school boys basketball. And the reason why we're starting early, because the coaches' show will be followed at 11 by the Stones River Grill pregame show with Danny Page and Kelly Holcomb. At noon, it's the All Sports Talk tailgate show with Phil Dye. And at 1, the Blue Raider Network begins coverage as the Raiders host Arkansas State in football. It's followed by MTSU men's basketball versus UNC Greensboro immediately after the football coverage. It's all on WGNS tomorrow. It's just unbelievable how much sports is on tomorrow. Rafferty's going to be working some of those games tomorrow. Monday night, we will not have an IDIS T's primetime sports team from Paleo's Grill. Donnie, you're off next Monday night. Instead, we'll have Tullahoma at Oakland basketball beginning at 5:50 with the First Bank pregame show. 6 p.m. will be the tip-off. And if you've missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget we're podcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. Just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcast are sponsored by Sir Pizza, who will also bring you the post-game replays. The IDST's halftime show is brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from Old Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support, and if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971, Jones Car Wash, better service, better wash, and right price. And we've got some scores from basketball from last night. In girls basketball, Oakland blasted to Hendersonville 62-34. Blackman got past Lawrence County on the road 49-44. Bradley Central beat Siegel 51-42. And Riverdale over Station Camp 86-25. That's in girls play. In boys, Bradley Central got past Siegel 82-71 in double overtime. Hendersonville boys beat Oakland boys 49-39. It was Blackman over Lawrence County 56-42, and the Riverdale boys lost to Station Camp 58-56 in overtime. And I think that's going to wrap up all our scores anyway. If you have announcements you'd like us to broadcast and put on our website, send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. You can also email us tonight. Tell us where you're listening to the broadcast. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. Quickly, some updates. Gordonville now leading Eagleville 35-7 with 44 seconds before half. Gordonsville shoving Eagleville around a little bit right now, 35-7. And looking down the way here, Brentwood and Mount Juliet still tied at 14. And here it's Riverdale 21, Oak Ridge 10. And we're going to take a break, and we're going to rejoin Brian and Donnie for the second half of action here from Tomahawk Stadium. This has been the IDST's halftime show. This is John Dinkins. Stay tuned now for the second half of football right here on WGNS State Farm Prep Sports.
This is Lester Martin here at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Bemis's. Come by Martin's and ask about our landscape services. We can design a wonderful landscape for your home. Martin's will come out and give you a free estimate anywhere in Rutherford County. November is a wonderful month to still plant trees and shrubbery so they can take hold during the winter, and next summer they'll have a good root system. Call Martin's Home and Garden at 867-7121. Martin's, where beauty and quality meet.
At Little Caesars, your family gets so much delicious food for so little money, you might think somebody, well, goofed.
Got the pizza, Mom. Here's your change.
All this change is mine? There must be some mistake.
Pull into Little Caesars and pick up a large pizza with one topping of your choice. Only $5 every day.
All this change? This can't be right. Let me talk to the manager.
I'm the manager.
Then let me talk to the owner.
I'm the owner.
Then let me talk to the funny little guy in the toga.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road, and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Hey, Ethel, if we're going to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, we have got to take that car over to Performance Transmission, make sure it's right to take in trips. When we're going over 100 miles, we got to get that thing fixed before we go anywhere.
What?
We just got to get them bugs out of that transmission. It sounds like an old tractor. If we pull up at your mama's house and that car sounded that bad, they are going to throw the transmission on me.
Prepare your hot rod or grandma's Buick for holiday travel. Go to Performance Transmissions today on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's.
You can call them at 896-9336.
The time is now. Bob Woods Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, December 3rd at 1 o'clock. Auction will be at 115 Oldham Drive. Absolute Auction, a three-bedroom, two-bath modular home that sits on 1 acre with a fenced-in backyard and a paved driveway. This is, again, an Absolute Auction, December 3rd in Murfreesboro. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Sports and information can be found online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com. And coming up in the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro shift change of the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and more. And State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS tonight, brought to you in part by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, Fans Heating and Air. And tune in, not this Monday night, but most Monday nights at 6 for the IDST's primetime sports scene from Paleo's Grill. We talk local college and pro football and more each Monday night on WGNS. Looking over the scoreboard from our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard desk. How's that? Riverdale, Oak Ridge, leading Oak Ridge 21-10 here at half, and the both teams starting to come out now. Maryville over Sevier County 41-7. Brentwood and Mount Juliet tied up at 14. White Station over Whitehaven 17-7. Gordesville leading Eagleville 35-7. That should be at half now. South Pittsburgh leading Coalfield 36-0. Wayne County 13, Huntington 3. That's in that's at half. Union City 14, West Carroll 14. In the second quarter as well. And to give us the second half action here from Tomahawk Stadium, here's my good friends. Well, here's Brian and Donnie.
Thanks. And I was just going to say, you know, that's why it's an award-winning IDST's halftime report, but I won't say that.
Wow, you're bitter.
Well, I brought you chicken and gave you a drink.
You did bring
and everything.
I appreciate that, pal.
I get slammed. That's the way it is in this business, Donnie.
It's a cutthroat business, no doubt about it.
Well, I saw you nibbling on some chicken in there, and you never even offered, so at least Brian brought me some. That's how you are.
I know you're such a finicky little eater.
Finicky? Look at me. Do I look finicky?
If it's not moving, it's eatable, right? Or edible.
Yeah.
Donnie, Gordonsville 35, Eagleville 7 in that game. Just a quick note, Gordonsville's Patrick Lancaster, 56-yard interception return for that last touchdown to go up 35-7, that one at halftime. Those kind of things make it kind of tough, doesn't it?
Donnie, before you talk, I guess here, I wanted to say this is the first game that Eagleville has been really behind. Yeah. And when you're a running team and not a strong passing team necessarily, those kind of things, interceptions, those kind of things kind of tend to happen.
That's true, and it just makes it more difficult to come from behind, like you say, when you're running oriented like that. And, Brian, halftime adjustments, you know, Riverdale can't give up the big play, and Oak Ridge can't throw interceptions.
Well, Riverdale's going to get the ball in this second half, and I think it's going to be critical for them to try to establish something here.
Yeah, because the momentum kind of shifted the tad toward Oak Ridge to round up the first half.
Well, here is the kickoff from Beeler. And it bounces into Mariko Odom. He picks it up at the 10, at the 15, at the 20, at the 30. Cuts back inside at the 35 and is going to be wrapped up at the 37-yard line. How many times do we see that happen? Picked it up off the turf, bobbled it, and then took it up to the 35-yard line.
It seems like more often than not, it works to the advantage of the receiving team when they bobble it. It almost gets the timing of the coverage team off. And but Mariko Odom, he can sure scoot down the field.
Well, it was a good start here to the second half for Riverdale. They lead 21-10. One receiver near side, and they send a man in motion this way. Woodruff back to pass, and it's Mariko Odom, Marcellus Odom, who was in motion and gets the catch and scampers out of bounds at the 42-yard line. Picks up 4 yards on the first and 10.
Coach Britton stopping by to say hi.
Yeah, I saw Steve out there, and he was talking to Brooke Wyatt, the cheerleading coach here. And, of course, Steve and Greg coached for many years here at Riverdale, and good to see some familiar faces. I did say they just let anybody in here, but well, he still waved as he went by. Second and 5. Well, close to 6. Ball dropped by Woodruff, and he just has to dive on it. Bad exchange from center. And Holcomb just didn't get the ball to him.
Yeah, he's going to lose about 3 or 4 yards on that, Brian. And kind of got themselves a hole here. What, third and about 9.5?
Third and 9, so that erases everything that they had gotten to this point, all but about a half a yard. Rust and Mariko Odom, receivers far side, along with Marcellus. Near side, that's the short side of the field. One receiver here, too. Delay to Davenport. They don't get it to him. And now clobbered is Dylan Woodruff. And now there are flags. Don't know. This may be a late hit if his arm was going forward to make the pass. Don't know.
Yeah, I tell you what, luckily that was not a fumble. He was able to get the arm going forward, apparently, for an incomplete pass. But
flag on the play.
The officials are talking about it here, and the white hat comes over. No flag. They pick it up, fourth down.
Flag is picked up.
So Riverdale held to 3 and out and will be it's kicking off to Oak Ridge.
And 10.
Back deep is Brady Hull,
Woodruff,
the senior.
To receive Brady
Woodruff
Hull.
To punt. He's going to punt from his own 25-yard line. And now whistles, flags. Let this be helpful here. Don't know if it will be. It's going to be against Riverdale, I think.
Probably procedure.
It is a procedure penalty against the Warriors. Backs him up even more. So not the start the Riverdale fans wanted here. Riverdale players, coaches, or anybody with Cardinal and gold. Backs him up another 5. So on 4th and 15, they punt again. Hull has been very patient, standing back there waiting on the punt. And a low screamer. And away from Hull, and it's going to take a great Riverdale bounce and roll all the way to the 16-yard line. A 47-yard punt. That is what the doctor ordered.
Boy, that was huge because they were going to get the ball normally, you know, in much better field position, but now they're backed up. And, you know, once again, you got special teams, punting, kickoff coverage, punt returns, big parts of the game.
Riverdale's last 3 possessions, 4 plays punt, 2 plays, 3 plays punt, and now this one also punt. That's 3 consecutive offensive series they've had to punt.
Well, here are the Oak Ridge Wildcats, 1st and 10. They give it off to Miller, and Miller's going to be crushed after gaining about a yard trying to go up the middle.
On the carry, Matt Moore.
And it'll bring up second down. Let's go downstairs and check in with Rafferty Cleary for an InterSource sideline report.
Thank you very much, Brian Barrett. Riverdale just needs to keep up the good defense that they played so far. You know, really need to get staking free on special teams. We just saw a false start there that pushed Riverdale back, but really just take care of the special teams and it'll help them out. Back up to you all.
Second down and nine to go. Zulliger back to pass. Across the middle. It's going to be complete to Ethan Wheeler. Wheeler at the 35-yard line hauls in the catch, and that is a 16-yard gainer.
Well, that was a well-designed play, kind of a fake the handoff to the running back, and the kind of like a drag pattern across the middle, and he found him open and laid it out there perfectly.
That takes a long time to develop, too.
It was a very slow
time.
Yeah, slow developing play and just well executed.
Far side receiver is Thompson. Also Wheeler out there. One here to the near side. Two in the backfield for Zulliger. Fakes the handoff. He's rolling far side. Zips it over there, and it's going to be hauled in by Wheeler. And out of bounds, just shy of the markers across the way. He's going to be a couple of yards short. So picks up eight on the pass and catch, bringing up second down. Well, they are passing the football pretty effectively. After that first quarter, they've settled in, Donnie.
They really have. They kind of got their bearings here and made a few adjustments. They're rolling the quarterback out to avoid the rush by some time, and right now they're doing pretty well.
Zulliger to Matt Moore, and Moore 5 yards right up the middle for the first down, and they're starting to open up a few holes there as well, Donnie.
They are. We talked about that as the first half wound down. That offensive line began to do the better job of surging off the line of scrimmage and creating some seams. And Matt Moore, he hits that hole very quickly.
Glover with another tackle and another first down for Oak Ridge. They have the ball at their own 48-yard line. Zulliger. Fake, back to pass. Now he's going to tuck it and run. And he is hit once, breaks out of that, and now carries the pile for a couple of yards. Now even more, make it about 4 or 5. Boy, some missed tackles there.
Boy, that's just you can't let that happen. You know, but give credit to Zulliger. He stood back there forever, could not find anybody open, or chose not to throw the ball out in the flat, and just kind of ran the ball. And he looked like he was going to be stopped for no gain, but he kept on going and gives some credit to the line for holding on to those blocks.
DJ Savage finally brought Zulliger down. He goes over to talk to Coach Scott Blade. Maybe they'll draw up another interception here. Zulliger has thrown two picks in the game tonight, that being the difference right now as Riverdale leads 21-10. He's going to keep it himself, make the pitch late, coming around here near side and upended after about a yard is the tailback, who is Matt Moore. Third down, and good tackling there by Mariko Odom.
Yeah, great tackling, option play to the left, and they had three guys right there to take the pitch man for a short gainer.
Third down and 6. This is where you need to stop.
Yeah, you really do. Hold them here, get the ball back.
Thompson and Wheeler joined by Hall. Far side. Zulliger back to pass. Zips one that way. Incomplete through the outstretched hands of Hall, who was wide open. Just a bad pitch.
Yeah, he rolled to his right. Hall was open in the right flat and just overthrew him.
Now we'll see, and Coach Blade sends on the punt team. So Riverdale going to get the ball back. We'd really like to see them do something with the football. I mean, three straight punts, and you need to break that streak.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that Zulliger is more of a better pocket passer, John, than throwing on the run like that, it appears.
But they're having to roll him out to get him some protection.
Exactly.
And they bring some pressure. And Stokes ran into his own man, dropped by Mariko Odom. Dropped again! Oh, my goodness. There's a scrum for the football at the 7-yard line. Did he get back on it? Let's hope so. And he did. Boy, that was scary.
Boy, was it ever. He dropped it, then the ball popped out again, and it looked like Oak Ridge. They had three guys there, but give him credit for getting that ball back.
43-yard punt.
Again, bad field position for the Warriors. They're going to start there about the 7-yard line.
43-yard punt and a heart attack later. It's first and 10 for Riverdale back at their own 7.
And you're right, John. Sooner or later, that field position bug could come back to bite you, you know, if you keep getting pinned back like that.
Lined up behind Dylan Woodruff is Adam Davenport. And Davenport not going to get the carry. I thought Woodruff gave it to him, but he kept it himself and dove off the left side of the line for about 4 yards, maybe 5. We'll see where they put him down. Actually, they're going to give him about 6.
You know, it seems like often this year that whenever the going gets tough or like they're pinned back or something, that Woodruff has often just a lot of quarterback keepers and kind of gets them out of a hole or something.
Good gain there of 6 yards.
Well, that was a great gain there of 6 yards, and we'll see what they can do here on this second down and 4 play from their own 14-yard line. Same set as last time. Back to pass is Woodruff. Zips it in. Going to be complete at the 19-yard line to Mariko Odom. And is going to be just shy of the first down marker. Bring it up third down and less than a yard.
Give it to the bowl.
Gain of 2. It's
well, right here, it's
and 1.
Kind of a pick 'em. Do you go with Woodruff again? You go with Davenport? Need a yard. You feel like if you're Riverdale that you've got enough beef to get a yard. We'll see. From the 16, Woodruff sets him down. And the big man, Davenport, dives left side and should have that first down.
Tackle by Norman.
And it is a first bank first down. He got a yard and a half and needed a yard. Move those chains across the way for the Riverdale Warriors. First bank first down. From the 19-yard line.
And this eats up more time, too, which time, as the thing goes by, is going to be on Riverdale's side. So,
well, if you can get something out of it, that's even more icing on the cake.
Yeah.
If you can run off about 8 or 9 minutes on the clock. Fake, and then the late pitch. Mariko Odom, can he get the edge? Barely. And he's going to be ridden out of bounds right around the 21, 22-yard line.
On the pitch out, Marcellus Odom.
And it was Marcellus Odom, not Mariko. 3 and 2 look very similar tonight. The brothers. Second down, and we'll call it 7. On a chilly night here in Murfreesboro. Trying to make it 16 consecutive years in the semifinals for a Rutherford County team. Mariko Odom far side, Russ near side as receivers. Line heavy here on the near side, ball on the right hash. And Dylan Woodruff keeps it, 30, 35, tripped up at the 40 and dives to the 41-yard line.
Man, I tell you what, great ball handling by Woodruff. I thought Davenport had the ball. It was a counter play or a fake counter, and he kept it, and a big gainer.
Grimsky caught him by the shoelaces and brought him down. That's another first bank first down for the Warriors. Let's get this train going. First and 10, ball at the 40-yard line. Moving left to right are the Warriors in this quarter with 5:16 left. 21-10 your score, same score that we had at half. Woodruff rolling out far side and is going to be brought down. No, stays on his feet. He's at the 45 and slung down at the 48-yard line. That's making lemonade out of lemons.
Well, I tell you what, Woodruff, number 64, Chris Ramsey, he's 270 pounds, junior defensive lineman, Brian. He had Woodruff wrapped up, and somehow he escaped and made, like you said, lemonade out of lemons.
Well, they actually give him another couple of yards as he lunged forward. It's a first down at the 49. First bank, first down for Riverdale. Moving left to right at their own 49-yard line. Third first down of this series. Woodruff himself keeps it to the 45 of Oak Ridge. Well, you kind of nailed it a minute ago, Donnie. When the tough gets going, when the going gets tough, Mr. Tough gets going.
Exactly. He really does. And he's just that offense can be so deceptive, and it's had the defense back on their heels. And I tell you what, Woodruff is leading the way right now.
Kind of going to your bread and butter here.
Exactly.
5 yard gainer for Woodruff in Oak Ridge territory. First, make that second and five. Holcomb sets him down. Woodruff, three-step drop, looking left, looking across the middle now, and incomplete, overthrew Glover. And it'll bring up third and five. Down to Rafferty Cleary on the sidelines with an InterSource sideline report.
Thank you very much, Brian. Well, how about Dylan Woodruff right now? Time after time, he's came up and made big plays on this drive. The will that he has as a football player is just unbelievable, isn't it, Brian?
Well, he is... Riverdale goes the way of Dylan Woodruff, Donnie. I mean, if he's got his A game on, they seem to be cranking out the first downs.
Yeah, he's showing Oak Ridge that he's playing with a lot of heart.
There you go. I like that.
Yes.
4:05 left in the third quarter. Woodruff back to pass on third and five. Going to tuck it and run, and he's going to take some punishment for this decision.
Woodruff on the defense.
Protection breaks down, and it's Tyler Jarnigan for Oak Ridge who makes the tackle.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, of course, Woodruff is their punter, so they're going to punt, yeah.
So Riverdale's drive is going to stall out here in Oak Ridge territory at the 47-yard line with the loss of two there. Fourth and seven. Hull is the deep man back. It's time to pin them back a little bit. And Woodruff gets off a nice punt. Fair catch called for by Hull at the 14-yard line, and that's where Oak Ridge will have the football. 3:20 left to play in the third after the 37-yard punt. It's 21-10 Riverdale and Oak Ridge. And Bradley Zolliger, 11 interceptions now on the year, two in this game. He's thrown for 15 touchdowns, 150 yards passing per game. Had a tough first quarter, but the second quarter and the start of this third has not been too shabby. Zolliger is a senior leading his squad right now. And the handoff goes to Ryan Hall, and not much there for him, and now there's a flag.
Yeah, that was a late flag right at the end of the play. Don't know what it is.
Ryan Hall.
Looks like Riverdale's walking back. Yep, face mask.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
It's usually when it's late like that.
Well, let's hope it's not the big one. Only 5 yards. So it's either a face mask or a hold. It is the 5-yard face mask penalty, not the personal foul penalty. But we will replay the first down, and it's first and looks like about three. Thompson Wheeler, far side. And ball dropped by Matt Moore. And he just is lucky to get back on that football.
Yeah, he just about made the big cardinal sin there. You know, don't try to pick it up. Just fall on it. And he's lucky he recovered that.
Second down. Lost only a couple there, though. Second and five. Boy, that penalty really is big now because you would have had him second and long, and now
yeah.
Second and five. Moore goes hobbling off. Near side is Thompson. Oak Ridge moving right to left. They load up here the near side with three receivers. And Hall in the backfield. Expect a pass on this play. Back to pass is Zolliger in the backfield, and Hall is hit. He is clobbered. And that is Scotty Boykin.
Boy, what a play by Boykin. He trailed that back out of the backfield and just got to him.
And now it's third and 11. So a loss of seven on that play. Make that five. Five or six. What's a yard?
Man,
between
what's a
friends?
Yard? Yeah.
Third down and long, let's call it. Zolliger back to pass, looking far side. Plenty of receivers to pick from. Incomplete. Wheeler was the intended receiver, overthrew him, and he threw that into double coverage. That almost was disastrous.
It was, and I tell you what, I think Wheeler's a little upset with himself because it looked like the ball kind of went right through his hands in a way, but I think he heard some footsteps. I think he heard some footsteps. Those patterns across the middle can be a little nerve-wracking, and I think he heard those footsteps.
A punt here by Oak Ridge. And Riverdale going to get pretty decent field position. Mariko Odom falls on it right there at the 50-yard line. A 37-yard punt right there at midfield are the Warriors leading 21-10 with a minute 18 left in the third quarter of play on State Farm Prep Football, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. David Limbaugh helping John with some scores. And we'll give you a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update here in a second. And it's going to be power right up the middle with Adam Davenport. Ekes out about 3 yards. My goodness. Can you read those hieroglyphics? John, can you read that?
Well, we have Pam has her famous pudding up here. Oh, you want to know about the scores. Okay. Yeah, well, I was kind of interested in that pudding.
There's pudding?
There's pudding. Well, there goes the color man. 28-14, Mount Juliet leading Brentwood in our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That's an update. That's the only new score that we have.
Sack it down and 7. Woodruff rolling out near side. Pass complete to Mariko Odom. Stutter steps. Juke move. Cross the 35 to the 31-yard line before being ridden out of bounds. Move those chains across the way for the Riverdale Warriors. First bank, first down.
Well, that was a well-designed play. Wide receiver Michael Wickful, he kind of cleared the way by running a little bit deeper, took the secondary with him, and opened up the receiver, and big play there by the Warriors.
GoPrimeTimeSports.com is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Far side, lone receiver on the wide side is Rust. Gives it off to Mariko Odom. Mariko, some room. He's at the 25 and going to ramble down to about the 22-yard line. Very near the sticks. We'll see on the placement if he will be short or we'll have another first down. First down.
Rico kind of gets lost behind his blockers and does a good job of following them. Then once he finds an opening, he darts right through it.
First and 10. Ball is at the 21-yard line on the left hash. Warriors moving left to right. Only 15 seconds left in the quarter. Last play of the third quarter coming up here for you. Woodruff on the first and 10. Double handoff up the middle. Mariko Odom, can they stop him? They finally do at the 5-yard line. 15-yard gasher, and it's first and goal Warriors when we come back on State Farm Prep Football, the fourth quarter, and a right to play in the final four in the state on the line for the Warriors, who lead 21-10.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Got free?
We do.
Hi, I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant with First Bank, with offices in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
In this day and time, it's hard to find anything for free.
But here at First Bank, we still offer a variety of free checking accounts,
which includes free debit cards and free online banking.
We have the services you need and are prepared to work hard for you.
We are your friends and neighbors and are ready to give you the attention that you deserve.
We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
More than banking.
It's First Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
First and goal for the Warriors from the 6-yard line. Dylan Woodruff sets him down to start the fourth. It's Adam Davenport who blows his way to about the 2, maybe even closer.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
Second and goal. Ball is at the two-yard line, so a four-yard gain right up the middle for Adam Davenport. Don't know if I wouldn't try that again. Got an extra blocker in here on the near side. Play may be coming this way, and it is. And it's Davenport, turns and spins off the line and gets in. Touchdown, Warriors.
You called it, Brian. What a little spin move by Davenport. Just rolled off his blocker, fell into the end zone. Big touchdown.
Touchdown, Warriors. A Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Three locations, Northwest Broad and Medical Center Parkway, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Makes your new score 27-10 with the PAT by Josh Armand upcoming. Woodruff to hold. Snap and set are good. The kick is away, and he splits the uprights with that one. Your score 28-10 on State Farm Prep Football. Warriors ahead.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal: to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
You'll feel the difference at Jerry Potts Car Care when you walk in the door at 2420 Southgate Boulevard.
It's family. I feel we offer an alternative to having to go to the dealer.
That's Stacy Potts' office at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We treat everybody with respect. We're going to fix their vehicle how we would fix our own vehicle and make it safe. And we stand behind everything.
Jerry Potts Car Care, just off South Church by the County School Board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Steve Martin Construction, time to drive for Riverdale. Five plays, 148, 50 yards on that drive.
Armand to kick off. It sails through the end zone. Steve Martin's a good guy, isn't he?
They do. He certainly is. And if you have the perfect lot, Steve Martin Construction can build you the perfect home. 904-9639. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. It's in the third quarter now on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Gordonsville leading Eagleville 35-7. Brian?
41 now.
41-7.
Yep.
Well, you didn't have
again
to tell me that.
I know. Bad news. Back to pass, Zolliger. Lofts went out here incomplete and out of bounds. Also, a score out of East Tennessee. The Christian Academy of Knoxville defeated Alcoa 38-37 in overtime. A missed PAT by Alcoa in the overtime. So the streak for Alcoa ends. That's a tough one to take. They've been injury riddled this year, I think.
Yeah. That's where Coach Rankin is, isn't it?
Yep.
Still? Well, I'll tell you what. That's what a program they've got going up there. And the Merrill's not bad either.
No, that is very true. Second and 10. Zolliger, pass across the middle, and finds Wheeler there. He's spun down at the 25-yard line. And it'll bring up third down and five. Downstairs for an InterSource sideline report from Rafferty Cleary.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Riverdale just has to keep up their good defense, you know, really bring that pressure. A stop or two could be all she wrote for the Wildcats here in this fourth quarter and eliminate the yards after catch off these passes.
Zolliger, two pass, far side, caught by Wheeler, gets out of bounds past the sticks. He picks up 6 yards, and it's another first down for Oak Ridge. 28-14, Mount Juliet leading Brentwood. Whitehaven 17, White Station 7. And Maryville a final, 41-7. 41-7, Maryville a winner tonight. So that means whoever wins this game, I hope it's the Cardinal in gold,
will head to Maryville next week. Zolliger on the first and 10. A lot of time, but no receivers open. Great coverage. Double coverage on Wheeler, near side or far side receiver. Across the middle, single coverage. Double coverage near side, or, you know, nobody to pass to.
Yeah, great, great secondary play by the Warriors. He had all day to throw, but couldn't find anybody.
Brings up second and 10.
Alcoa got a blocked extra point attempt.
Yep, in the overtime. So they go down tonight. CAK moves on to the semifinals. They were hosting that game too, I think, CAK. Second and 10. Fake. Zolliger back to pass on the run and picked off. Mariko Odom.
Man, he broke on the ball, perfectly timed it, dive, big interception.
The third one of the night. And you kind of nailed it a minute ago, Donnie, by saying Zolliger has some trouble passing on the run. And that time, coming to the near side, kind of had to throw across his body, and Mariko was there.
Yeah, he's not that accurate on the run. And what a night by Mariko, both running the ball and as a defensive back.
What's so surprising is, Donnie, you've nailed three things tonight. That's pretty amazing.
It's the playoffs, baby. Near side, Mariko dancing, prancing across the 35 to about the 33-yard line.
Well, the chicken, the Coke, and, oh, yeah, that one call there.
Yes.
There were a couple of others.
Yeah.
Second down. And about three to go.
Run clock
at 10:21, and I agree with the fan who says run clock run. Sounds fine with me. 28-10 is your score.
I don't think Riverdale will be putting the ball up in the air.
Don't think so. Double handoff in the backfield. Mariko coming near side and slips and falls. Following his own blocker there, Donnie, and I think he got tripped up by – he was following Glover, so he's one I'd like to plow the road for me.
Yeah, and Dylan Woodard was downfield too. That was the same play they did earlier with success, a double handoff, kind of a trick play in a way, and he kind of bumped into Dylan Woodard and slipped and fell, but that play's worked twice.
It's another first bank, first down for the Warriors. They're starting to rack those up. Clock running at 10 minutes now left in the game. Riverdale leading 28-10. One receiver, he's near side. Now Marcellus Odom in motion going far side, right up the middle, blasting his way across the 20 down to about the 17-yard line is Adam Davenport. Boy, he is a load. Second down, four to go.
Some lady in charge comes and says, I heard your name on the radio. Let's see, there is.
And we have DeVasa Smithson in the game as a receiver. Smithson was in here on the last drive as well. And it's Davenport in the backfield. Fake the handoff to him, and now coming inside is Mariko Odom to the 15-yard line. Picks up two and brings up a third and short.
Well, the offensive line looks like they're kind of taking over right now, Brian. Getting a good surge, controlling that line of scrimmage.
Clock moving. Time melting away. Riverdale leading by 18. Woodruff sets him down on the third and two. Gives it up. Davenport. Bad handoff, and I don't think so. We'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be close.
Well, they've already moved the
first down.
Yep, he got enough. He needed 2 yards, and that is enough to move the chains for another first bank. First down, Warriors. Well, this is just eating clock. I mean, time is just melting away.
So, well, Coach, we don't need to call timeouts.
.820. Davenport in the backfield, and it's Mariko Odom. Mariko going to be hit a couple of times, and a short gain for him.
Stop by Elliot Norman.
Ball comes loose late, but he was down for a long time.
Throw the flag!
I want him to throw the flag, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Doesn't look like it. The Elk Ridge, you know, they're still fighting, hustling, and, you know, but time is about to run out on them.
Second and we'll call it nine. The player who picked up the ball threw the ball down afterward. Woodruff. Here's that double end around after the double fake in the backfield, and Marcellus Odom trying to go far side. Nothing there for him. Third down.
On the reverse, Marcellus Odom.
That one did not work, and now there's an injured Warrior on the play. We'll check that out while we go downstairs to Rafferty Cleary with an InterSource sideline report.
Thanks, Brian. Injured player looks to be like Dylan Woodruff right now. Not really sure what's happening. They're looking at his right knee right now, so we figure out something. We'll come back up to you all.
All right, that is not good news. We'll take a timeout here and hope for good things. If he doesn't get up, he is sitting up, so we'll take this timeout for the injury and be right back. It's 28-10 with 7:14 left. I knew I could heal him just talking about it. He is going to hobble off.
Well, that doesn't, you know, you never know, but you hate to see that. Hopefully it's nothing serious because he is such a – integral part of this offense, John.
No, yeah, certainly. He is, and that's going to be a critical blow if it is anything that requires a few days. Maybe it's just a slight sprain, or but he is hobbling.
He is, and you know, he's so active with running the ball and blocking.
Yeah. That's
and,
what he, that's what happened there.
Yeah, I think he just got his leg wrapped up there, and
we'll let Rafferty keep an eye on that downstairs. Meanwhile, Andrew Dale is in at quarterback. And he gives it off to Davenport. Blast through the hole, and he's going to the house. Touchdown, Warriors from 15.
That was a huge hole, Brian, that he blasted through. And that could just about be the nail in the oak coffin.
Touchdown, Warriors. That Toots touchdown comes at the 6:47 mark of the fourth quarter. Toots, good food and fun. Don't forget, all weekend long, $9.99 full rib platter. You'll leave with your belly full and a smile on your face and maybe a little Q sauce there, too, on the side of your chin.
Kind of like that tobacco juice that we have to see coming down off your chin.
A little too much information, boys.
TMI. Snap set. The kick is away by Armand, and it's good. 35-10, your new score on State Farm Prep Football, and the Warriors have a commanding lead here in the fourth. We'll be right back.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Hey, Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to InterSource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name InterSource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
InterSource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
And the kickoff by Riverdale sails through the end zone. First and 10 from the 20 for the Oak Ridge Wildcats, who trail 35-10.
Steve Martin construction time of the drive, 4 minutes, 12 seconds, 6 plays, 33 yards for the Warriors, and they now lead it by a score of 35-10. Other scores, Gordonsville leading Eagleville 41-7. That's getting late out there at Eagleville. Maryville defeated Sevier County 41-7. Mount Juliet 28, Brentwood 14. White Station 17, Whitehaven 7. Wayne County 13, Huntington 3, our last score there. And Union City and West Carroll were tied at 14. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Got an update on that Eagleville game here after this play. First and 10 for Zulliger. He's thrown three interceptions, and they've all been returned for points. Zulliger. Fake. Now coming near side. Pass complete to Wheeler.
And he is out of bounds at around the 28-yard line. Chris Hale catches a screen pass, goes 55 yards for a touchdown. 41-14 Gordonsville. 10 minutes left in the third quarter of play. That's the last score. And Mount Juliet leading Brentwood 34-14 in the fourth quarter. New scores there. And after this play, we'll check in with Rafferty to see if he has an update on Dylan Woodruff. I know Dr. Jordan was down there from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance working with him just a second ago. Second and a yard. Zolliger pass far side, hit, and the hammer laid to Ryan Hall. And he had the catch, but was just waylaid.
Ricardo Terry, I believe.
And it was Ricardo Terry. My goodness, what a monstrous hit. Let's go down to Rafferty.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, word on Woodruff, it is his knee. And as he was walking off, you know, there was not much weight that he was holding on that thing. And I would look that if Rivero does get a chance to come back out on offense, to sit him on that for the rest of the game.
All right, I would imagine so. And we'll have to hope for the best for Mr. Dylan Woodruff. Up the middle with the run play. Matt Moore, nothing there. Pyle pushes him back. And I don't know. It appears to me that with a call like that, they haven't been able to run up the middle all night long. Donnie, why would you call that play trailing 35-10?
It looks like he got a good spot, and it's a first down.
Well, I don't believe it.
I know.
Well, the Riverdale fans don't either. They are going to move the chains across the way. The play results needed about 2 yards. Oh, well.
Needed two, got one, first down.
Yeah, that's about how it goes. Near side, Hull. And Thompson, too far side. Moore in the backfield. And it's Zolliger going deep, going long, and picked off by Ricardo Terry, I think. A battle for the football. And tell me who. Riverdale football. Fourth INT of the night.
Riverdale secondary has been amazing tonight. Great pass coverage, great position, great interception.
Ricardo Terry came up with that football, and he fought and fought and fought with Ryan Hall, and he won the battle.
Well, Donnie, if Dylan Woodruff's injury is serious, Andrew Dell going to get an opportunity here to get some work in.
Yeah, he really
is. He's got 6 minutes.
Well, then Dale is trotting out.
And the good news is he is a senior, so it's not like he's, you know, a freshman or sophomore. And a 6'3", 203-pound senior, Andrew Dell, Riverdale's backup quarterback.
In the game, under center. And gives it up to big number 5. Adam Davenport's train has left the station, and he carries it about 7-8 yards right up the middle.
Davenport, 66 yards on 14 carries. So not a lot of yardage, but a good average per carry.
Peyton Watson, his fifth touchdown of the game. Gordonsville leading now 49-14 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard over our Eagleville Eagles. Whitehaven leading White Station 31-7 late. And here it's 35-10 with 5:15 to go. Cardinal and Gold on top. Davenport again stumbles across the 50 to the 49-yard line and moves those chains for another. First bank, first down.
Well, that line's just taken over, and Davenport is just shooting through those seams. And
he probably will wind up with about 100 yards.
Yeah, he probably will.
I got a feeling he's going to be getting it.
Yeah, he's at 73 now, and it's nice if you're a backup quarterback and you've got someone like Davenport to hand the ball off to.
Well, he can carry the mail, that is for sure. Three in the backfield. Terry, one of those. Terry going around far side. Dances his way across the 45 and is going to finally be wrapped up around the 41-yard line. We'll see where they...
Donnie, they run that play so well. It's so deceptive. It's almost hard to pick it up from up here who's got the ball a lot of times.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I've been confused, which is not unusual, often tonight on just misdirection, very deceptive offense. And you can imagine what it's like if you're down there on the ground trying to, you know.
Well, they may show three looks before they ever give it to the person they're really going to give it to.
Yeah, you know? and then they'll hit a quick hitter right up the middle, and you're thinking somebody else is going to get the ball. And it's just it keeps the defense on their toes.
Dale to Adam Davenport. And he needed 4 yards, and he got 5. First bank, first down. Clock at 3:54. Stops to move the chains, but Riverdale methodically marching the football down the field. Keeping the ball away from Oak Ridge.
Going to make a little trip up I-40, Donnie, it looks like.
There really is a nice restaurant in Maryville, isn't there?
In the old WGNS mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You and me, back seat. I hope he brings a pillow.
Bring your own.
He's uncomfortable back there.
Dale to Adam Davenport. 5 yards.
It'd be okay if you weren't there back there with me.
I could clean out the very back.
What's going on in the back? I get car sick, you know.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, fan wants to know what's going on in the back seat. That's, my goodness. Donnie sleeps.
A lot of snoring, I'll tell you that.
Donnie sleeps and drools and
drools. Do you drool?
A lot of drooling. Snoring.
Well, I can remember the Ohio trip.
Uh-oh. Well, there was a lot of snoring there.
I still have footprints
there
on the
snoring
back
in the
window.
Front seat on that one.
Well, that's true, too. 2nd and 7.
He'll never let us live that down.
Terry goes far side, picks up about 3 or 4. Well, Donnie, one thing that's impressive, and that's now 16 consecutive years in the semifinals for a Rutherford County team, and they've all been in 6A with Eagleville falling tonight. That, you know, and of the last 17 of the last 18 years, now, you know, 16 of the last, 18 of the last 19. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing. This is a speech to the strength of our county's football programs, and it hasn't been just one team, you know. It's been, you've got Smyrna. You've got, Riverdale, Oakland.
And, Smyrna, Riverdale, Oakland all winning state championships in that string of games as well. Flags fly with 2:03. Mr. Cleary is headed up this way to join us for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show, which is coming up here in just a few moments. I would say he may be a little chilly after the night down there tonight, about 43 degrees right now.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
So next week, Riverdale and Maryville is the game. Davenport, a handoff on the 3rd and 9, and he's going to get close to a first down after a Riverdale penalty of 5 yards. We'll see where they put the football down. Davenport lost his hat there. They look across the way. He is going to be just short. About a yard short. I'd say they're going to keep it here and try to run some clock. It's at a minute 17. A first down, and that's all she wrote. Well, that's kind of all she wrote anyway, but Andrew Dale back in there. Davenport went out with a knee injury. Don't know the extent of it at all and probably won't. First down and more, and it's Keenan Jackson running near side, picked up 3 yards and needed about 1. So it's another first bank first down. Riverdale moves the chains and are going to win this football game as the clock rolls at 45 seconds. The last game here at the Hawk this year, Tomahawk Stadium. Headed to Maryville, Tennessee next Friday night. Riverdale fans on their feet here. And there's the knee. The clock's going to run out here. And the Oak Ridge Wildcats are going to fall to the Riverdale Warriors tonight by the final of 35-10. 35-10 is going to be the final here from Riverdale High School. 35-10. Riverdale Warriors headed to the semifinals with a matchup against the Maryville Rebels on the road next Friday night. We'll be there, 5:30 pregame, 6:30 kickoff local time here on WGNS next Friday night.